I think the thing that drew me into WERU was just that concept of people, regular people like us, getting their voices heard.
Kathy Melio is co-founder of the Grassroots Radio Coalition. The 7th annual conference is taking place this weekend in a quiet valley surrounded by rolling Catskill Hills in upstate New York.
She reflects on the dire problems afflicting community radio in the mid-1990s, which led to the formation of the Grassroots Radio Coalition.
In 1996, Marty and I had the idea to start this conference. Out of frustration, concern, rage for a lot of events that were taking place within community radio at the time, the corporatization and homogenization and commercialization as promoted by this Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Marty Durlin is Kathy Melio's good friend and the other initiator of Grassroots Radio. She recalls what both of them wanted to affirm in creating GRC.
We thought that it's so important to preserve this citizen voice, the opportunity for people in their own individual communities to have the means to talk to each other and to have the opportunity to use a mass medium.
Marty sees connections with iconic figures in American history, asking,
what would Tom Paine do? He would have started the Grassroots Radio Conference, yeah.
To many listeners on the left side of the dial, community radio may seem synonymous to public or national public radio. Well, here at the Grassroots Radio Conference, one quickly learns to distinguish the two. Jeremy Scahill is an award-winning radio producer and a foreign correspondent for Free Speech Radio News.
The primary purpose that NPR serves primarily in the morning is to further comfort the comfortable. And I think that what community radio does is it brings discomfort to the comfortable and it comforts the discomforted.
In the heightened climate of media deregulation and corporate consolidation, the need for organized grassroots media becomes more urgent than ever. Pete Tredish is a founder of Prometheus Radio Project.
What inspires you to liberate the airwaves?
Yeah, liberate the airwaves, first of all, it's a natural, sensible thing. I have a few quick points to make. There's a tremendous difference between what is legal and what is moral. Pirate radio stations create talent.
The ideals of peace and justice, we believe that our stations should live those ideals as well as report on them.
A town without a community radio station is like a town without a public library. It's like a town without a school system. It's a basic element of democracy to have a popularly controlled communications outlet.
The answer is not, as we will hear, and we heard 9-2, one of the ground zeros, the answer was not USA. USA. The answer is a global community and a global media movement to express that and unite us around the world. Thanks a lot.
A major issue at this year's Grassroots Radio Conference was the lack of racial diversity. Continuing the pattern of the past several gatherings, less than 10% of attendees were people of color. Frustration among that small contingent came to a head during Saturday morning's plenary session, which featured an all-white panel of radio producers.
Sorry to interrupt you, Amy Goodman, but, you know, in looking over the schedule and how to reshape the media, I think that something was overlooked by our esteemed colleagues and organizers of this conference.
Errol Maitland is a longtime producer and engineer at WBAI in New York and the co-founder of WBIX.org, an activist internet station. He led a group of 12 African Americans, Latinos, Asian Americans, and Arab Americans who dramatically took the stage.
Oftentimes when we convene conferences, especially by people who are supposed to know better from years of experience and conditioning, they still commit the same errors that was committed in the 50s, the 40s, the 80s, 1880s, 1870s, 1860s in this country. It's a condition that was changed in the 1960s when people of color didn't wait to be invited, but they did exactly what you said, Laura. They busted the doors down and they stepped in and they've created for themselves a place at the table as equals to have their ideas and opinions discussed and put in the mix.
Don Foster has directed public affairs and news programs at two Pacifica stations and is now a media activist in Berkeley.
we as leftists or as alternative people or however we describe ourselves haven't done this either. We haven't created the kind of culture in our institutions that actually support the kind of discussions and activities that are required for us really to move forward on this issue. In your institutions, the way I experience it is that the culture that you create in your institutions is not friendly to me. It's not probably not friendly to even yourselves on a certain level. And the question is, how do you challenge that? One way of doing it is by recognizing that we're not saying that you're the KKK or the Nazi Party. What we are saying is that you've been affected by a white supremacist ideology that many of you, probably most of you, and all of us possibly, haven't really challenged.
Reem Katkuda is a WBAI producer and co-leads WBIX with Errol Maitland.
So what we need to do in talking about reshaping the media is what Laura did sometimes, and what I tried to do until I was pushed here. Step aside sometimes, so that not just they take the mic, but they manage the station. They decide what outreach is, and we, as people of color, from the planning stage of conferences, are amidst you. Because then guess what? It'll be a visceral relationship, and you will have more of us amidst you, and all of us will be richer.
Some community stations are already rising to the challenge. Elizabeth Robinson has been a manager and advisor at KCSB in Santa Barbara, California for 13 years. She says that a full inclusion of people of color requires more than a friendly climate at the station.
You have to go out to communities, and you go to organizations, whether they're community or student organizations, and you go to people on their terrain, and you ask them what they would like to do. That's, I think, the critical piece. It's not to say, would you come and be a guest on this show or that. It's not to say, you know, to put an ad in the paper and say, come on down. Because I think we need to understand that there, for many people, there's a sense of real barriers. And unless you make the effort to overcome those barriers, there's just too much history, you know, just too much intimidation, or just too much sense of, well, you know, that's not mine, kind of. So that you have to, I think you have to really work at it.
Throughout the weekend, the sentiment among conference participants was that community radio is a big tent that could not only bring more people inside it, but also get bigger. Again, Grassroots Radio Coalition co-founder Kathy Emilio.
We hope for more community radio stations, more low-power stations, more indie media centers. I'm incredibly hopeful and optimistic about the future, and I think this is just really the tip of the iceberg of what is coming in terms of the people's media.